Welcome to another episode of Series 65 Exam Tutors Podcast. Today we will be talking about the concepts of present value. Well, and I know there's also future value on this test, but present value should be a lot more important than future value. So there are many applications of present value. So if you look at the Series 65 outline under analytical methods, it says time value of money concepts, including IRR, net present value, future value. Strangely enough, it doesn't even say present value on the outline in this section, but that's okay. There are still a lot more applications of present value. So first, present value is a topic by itself. How do you figure out a present value? You're going to take a future value and you're going to basically discount the cash flows. And then you're going to come up with a present value. Discounting the cash flows just means you're taking the future cash flow, dividing it by some rate, and getting a value for present value. Now, so while present value is a topic in and of itself, present value is the core of net present value. Net present value is something that a chief financial officer would be involved with at a company. Before a chief financial officer gives a go-ahead to make a large capital expenditure, that person would want to see or do a cash flow analysis. And the cash flow analysis would be basically the following. They would take the investment, so let's just say that the CFO is thinking about buying another piece of equipment for the company. And so what the CFO would do, they would say, okay, if we add this equipment to the company, how much will this cost? And how much will it bring in terms of additional money to the company, additional cash flows? So to figure out a net present value, we're going to take all the future cash flows of that piece of equipment, whatever it is. We're going to discount it back to the present with some discount rate. Now, keep in mind, the discount rate can be called a lot of different things. It could be called the discount rate. It could be called the required rate of return. It could be called the borrowing rate. It could also be called the cost of capital. So so we're going to take those future cash flows. We're going to discount them by dividing by that rate and come up with the present values of those future cash flows. And once we have the present values of those future cash flows, we're going to then subtract the initial cost of the investment. And if the present value of the future cash flows is greater than the initial cost of the investment, that would mean we have a positive net present value, or just positive NPV. We should always do an investment when you end up with a positive NPV. We wouldn't want to do an investment when you have an NPV equal to zero, because it really means you wouldn't make any money, and that's not a good thing. And we certainly wouldn't do an investment if the NPV was negative. That wouldn't even make any sense. We only want to invest when the NPV is positive. Now, also, you might want to know that with NPV, it's very closely tied to the internal rate of return. And there are different ways to approach investments. You can use the NPV approach and just pick investments with a positive NPV. Or, alternatively, you could use the IRR approach and say, if our IRR is greater than the discount rate, we would want to do the investment. And usually, when IRR is greater than the discount rate, the NPV is positive. So that's a good thing. If the IRR is exactly the same as the discount rate, the NPV is zero. And if the IRR is less than the discount rate, the NPV is negative. So that's basically a summary of net present value, how IRR ties into that. But as I was saying before, the concept of present value has many applications on this test. And specifically, the process of present value is very closely tied into stock analysis. So when you are looking at stocks, what I'm saying is that if you're an equity analyst and you're trying to come up with the value or the present value of a stock, because that's what they do very often, they try to figure out the present value and then they compare it to the market value. So if you're a fundamental analyst, one way to do that would be to use a dividend discount model. And you can only use dividend discount models for stocks that pay dividends. And those are typically older companies or companies maybe that are value stocks, because growth stocks don't usually pay dividends. But if you're going to use a dividend discount model, basically what you're doing it with it is you are discounting cash flows. Discounting cash flows is basically the same thing as the present value concept. Because when we do a present value, we are taking a future cash flow and discounting it back to the present. With discounted cash flows for stocks and the dividend discount model, we're doing something similar. We're taking the future dividends of the company and discounting them back to the present. To the present, I should say. And if we come up with a present value that is greater than the market value, we would want to buy the stock. We're basically getting a good deal. Now, another application of present value is on the bond side. So on the bond side, we also have this concept of discounting cash flows. It's very similar to doing this on a bond compared to a stock. The cash flows are different. So with bonds, the cash flows are typically interest payments and then a return of your par value at maturity. But we take a similar approach. We will be taking those future cash flows of the bond and discounting them back to the present. And we're just using a discount rate. Now, sometimes the discount rate ends up being the yield to maturity. And so you're going to take each cash flow, discount it, let's say, by the yield to maturity, to get the present values of those future cash flows. And the last cash flow that you're getting is the par value, which is going to end up with a larger present value of the cash flow, because the par value is a lot more than the individual interest payments. So after you do all the discounting and you add it all up, you get the present value of the bond. And then what a bond analyst will do, will take the present value of the bond and compare it to the market value of the bond. And if market value of the bond is lower, it's a good investment. So those are some of the applications around present value. And if you want to listen to future episodes of Series 65 Exam Tutors podcast, you can go to www.series65examtutor.com/Series65podcast. Scroll down towards the bottom, or you can access it at the bottom of the homepage. There's a tab for Series 65 podcast. What I was mentioning was the actual URL that basically ends in Series 65 podcast. Thanks for listening, and we will be putting out other episodes that are relevant to this exam, and some of these concepts are also relevant to the Series 66 exam. Thanks for listening.